This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iran says twin bomb blasts killed at least 103 people on Wednesday at an event honoring a prominent Iranian general slain in a U.S. airstrike in 2020. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Iranians held a mock funeral to honor General Qasem Soleimani, the head of an elite Revolutionary Guard force who was killed in a U.S. drone strike in Iraq in January 2020. A senior Iranian official is calling today's blasts a terroristic attack. The explosions occurred near Soleimani's gravesite in Kerman, more than 500 miles from the capital, Tehran. Soleimani is hailed as a national icon in Iran, but American officials considered him a deadly foe during the Iraq War. I'm Donna Warder.
The head of Lebanon's powerful armed group Hezbollah said on Wednesday Israel's killing of the deputy chief of the allied Palestinian faction Hamas in Beirut was a, quote, flagrant Israeli aggression. In a televised speech, Syed Hassan Nasrallah offered his condolences to U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas for the attack on Tuesday night that killed Salah al-Arouri. Tuesday's strike hit a southern Beirut suburb in what analysts have said could also be a message from Israel to Hezbollah that even its prime stronghold there can be reached. Israel has neither confirmed nor denied the attack. Israel forces, meanwhile, kept up their aerial and ground blitz against Hamas militants in Gaza and told civilians to leave a refugee camp in the north of the Palestinian enclave. In its daily briefing on Wednesday, the Israeli military said intensive battles with militants continued in the main southern Gaza city of